Proclamation number 6098 of 4th of November, 1954. God in Jesus Christ. I truly want to be your teacher and advisor and guide you on the path to perfection. But your will has to accept and acknowledge me as your guide and teacher. Otherwise my instructions will remain without effect and you will not take a step forward in your development. If I now meet you in Jesus Christ, to whom you must completely profess in your heart, then the right path is shown to you at the same time, for only through Jesus Christ is the path leading to the aim. It is impossible to establish a connection with God without acknowledging Jesus Christ, because I myself can only be sought and found in Him and there is no other God apart from Jesus Christ. And therein lies the great adversity on earth, that people reject me, as it were, that they don't want to know and believe that the eternal deity, the all-fulfilling strength, manifested itself in Jesus Christ, but now also wants to be acknowledged that I myself in Jesus Christ confront them when faith in me is demanded of them. And you will always be instructed in this sense when you are taught the truth. Every other portrayal of me, of your task, of the eternal deity does not correspond to the truth. And yet, other representations are far more likely to be believed. And that is why humanity takes the wrong path. It does not take the path via Golgotha. It does not take the path which Roman 1, as the human being Jesus, initiated upwards. It does not take the path of love. Otherwise it would recognize and acknowledge Jesus Christ as the embodied eternal love. Belief in a creating power alone is not enough, for such a power cannot be denied by a thinking human being. But the fact that this creating power made itself imaginable to you in Jesus Christ, that it and here therefore one and that therefore the human being must unite with Jesus Christ if he wants to unite with God, this must be assumed to be true and established. Otherwise the human being lacks faith in me, even though he does not deny God. I call for faith in Jesus Christ, which only demonstrates a true faith. A faith which was awakened to life through love. For anyone who convincingly acknowledges Jesus Christ as God's Son, in whom I embodied myself, has also already kindled the love within himself which imparted the light of realization, the strength of conviction to him. But without which one cannot speak of true faith. But I am not satisfied with blind faith. And therefore I instruct you myself and offer myself to you as a guide so that you will be guided correctly in your thinking and through truth also gain full understanding for the mystery of God's incarnation in Jesus Christ. Proper instruction will give you light, and you will also accept it. And only I myself can give you this instruction on condition that you allow yourselves to be taught by me. That you ask the eternal deity, whom you acknowledge within yourselves, for clarification, for right thinking and for right guidance. I will truly comply with this request and always be ready to introduce you to the truth, so that you can believe with full conviction and become blessed through this faith. Amen.